From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer, and by WWCR's operations manager, Brady Murray. And now for broadcast around the world, here is the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 428, which is intended for broadcast April 18 through May 1st of 2015.
May 1st, yeah.
Yeah, May 1st, Doc. Dr. Jerry Plummer's in the studio, me as well, Brady Murray again
back. Yeah, we're in the studio. Weather's nice.
We're
back into spring propagation, regardless of what some may say has been good. I've had good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Although I take that back in a bit, Brady. There's a couple of domestic stations that I keep hearing. They say that they're broadcasting. I don't hear them. Maybe it is bad propagation. Maybe.
93.50, 12.160, both doing real well for WWCR right now. I know.
Mm-hmm. Been getting a lot of response.
Not to say bad of the lower frequencies, but those two, I think, are much improved in areas where sometimes we don't expect to hear them as much.
I agree with that. And, you know, 12.160's got a history. There's even a 12.160.com out there, I believe.
They got a Twitter feed.
All kinds of stuff comes out of that group. Yeah. 12.160, you know, is one of those that's long time. Been mm-hmm. with us a long time. Does that go all the way back? Do you know?
It goes a long way back. I don't know for sure.
But it's been a long ways, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Going to 93.50, Doc, I want to mention Sheila Zielinski, right?
Yeah,
host of Weekend Vigilante.
Sure is.
And
yeah.
Strangely enough, it's on Monday through Friday here.
It is.
And
right after David Langford on Monday and Tuesday, I believe, yeah.
And then, of course, Wednesday through Friday as well. And I mentioned her specifically. Don't know if we maybe failed to mention her program being new. I don't recall, but it's strange to me because I've heard directly from her that she's really looking to get some response.
Hmm.
And I get quite a bit of response about that program directly to the station.
I do too, and I listen to it. Well, I know we get response here. Maybe we need to put like a open and close or something, a better open.
She told me that she was going to change that first of the week. So she knows about that, but I just thought that was really peculiar because I get a lot of response.
Yeah, and it's at a good time. It's at a good time on a good frequency, you know?
Yeah.
I've listened to it, you know, but, you know, now that I think about it, and I think you've mentioned this before, sometimes some of the broadcasters, I think, really need to spend a little bit more time making everybody aware who they are, where they are, and mm-hmm. how to contact mm-hmm. them, you know? And maybe that's the case with her. Maybe, you know, have some bumpers on the front and back that kind of talk about it a little bit.
Could even throw it in during the show.
Throw it in during the show, yeah. Oh, yeah, because people need to know who this is, you know, that you're mm-hmm. talking to. Well, that is a bit unusual, you know, because she's on a good frequency at a good time. And maybe if she does this open and close a little bit more, that'll help some, too. That's mm-hmm. that's the hope, yeah. Yeah, 93.50, I've had real good luck with it the last, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I do real well with both of our nines, 93.50, 99.80 as well.
Yeah, 99.80 also. You know, as time goes along, I know we got a lot of different things, different ideas and thoughts and stuff. I know that we've been talking a little bit about looking at frequencies maybe up higher than we usually go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's something you and I talked about because, strangely enough, you and I already this morning have put together the basic B-15 schedule already, you know?
Which is going to begin in, October 2015 and runs through 16, March of 16.
Yeah.
And it looks a lot like what we're currently running.
It is, yeah.
And so mm-hmm. That's yet another reason to put out that call for response about frequencies, programs.
That's right.
No time like the present. It's always a good time to respond, but we are looking at those things now.
Oh, yeah, already, way on down the road. But, you know, isn't that how it is? That usually once we kind of get settled in the beginning of one schedule, it's time to start mm-hmm. Sending another one in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've already been looking at that and got us thinking a little bit about maybe looking maybe at something up in the higher, maybe 17s or something. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
A lot of people are up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, when we were looking at them and say, wow, look at all these guys that are up here anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. And those are crowded frequencies, too.
You know, speaking of response, we were also talking about some of our routine responders to this program.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe slipping a little bit. And they know who they are.
Oh, they do know who
they are. I don't know if we need to call anybody out by name, but...
Yeah, that's... You know, you're right, because several of the staunch listeners that we've had, we have not mentioned as frequently as we should.
I think that maybe they're taking for granted that, you know, we're here slaving over the microphone. We're doing this work.
Yeah.
We're putting this program together. And, you know, they're just getting it for free.
Yeah.
And don't think much of it. It's just like other broadcasters here. And, you know, Doc, I hate to be ungrateful. You know, I'm glad to have the listeners. But some of these folks that previously responded.
They need to step up a bit. Right?
I think so.
They need to step up and talk to us a little bit more. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, we've got several of you valued listeners out there that you guys talk to us on a pretty regular basis. We get lonesome sometimes, you know?
Right, right. This is going out to, you know, it's broadcasting. It's a big crowd.
Yes, yes.
We're not trying to, you know.
We're not
those
trying
of
to
you
single
who,
out anybody.
Right,
yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
But we'll avoid mentioning names. But we've both talked about this before the program.
Yeah.
At least a few folks that we used to hear from regularly who are not.
And I believe they're still listening. They're probably, you know how it is, though. You know, you tell a lot of broadcasters when they come on, you know, it's a small percentage that respond. It really is, you know. You got all these people listening, and sometimes you wonder, well, you know, like you said with Sheila Zielinski, I got a feeling she's got a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
She just needs to let them know, I got to talk to
you. And we're not kidding around about her program. I know that you listen to it. That's at a pretty good time for you when you're able to listen. I think you like that program.
Yes.
And I mean sincerely that I've heard from many listeners who call or write, and they talk about they like this program. It's a new program they're listening to.
You know, that kind of makes me think that she's not putting out enough how to contact her. They know how to contact us, you know, and we are getting response. But so I think she can probably fix that, you know, make that fix. You know, it's kind of interesting, I guess, you know, talk about the continuity and life changes. One of our employees here, valued employees, has a young baby, you know, and I'm kind of thinking that the first thing that baby's going to say is something from Unshackled, probably, you know.
I think it's likely.
Because the little baby hears all that. Yeah. I mean, I just saw the little child here today, and either that or maybe, you know, Charles Capps or, you know, some of the broadcasters, because I know that little baby's hearing them. I know that.
It would be AM stuff in this case.
It'd be AM, yeah.
Just brief visits, usually through the AM and, of course, you know, in the car. And
yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. So. Well, you know, the AM stuff is some of that we air also on shortwave, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Unshackled, for example.
How many stations everywhere would you say broadcast Unshackled?
Over 500, I bet.
And can you tell me, Doc, put you on the spot, can you tell me the program number as of right now for Unshackled?
It's probably like about 3,300 or something, I believe. You know?
I don't have the answer. But
it's right around 33.
Listeners can give us that information.
Well, you think about it. If they do 52 a year and they're 3,300, that says it's been over 60 years on the air. You know, and I think they said they started in 1950 or something like that, you know. Longest running program, you know. Well, I know the
radio drama.
Drama, right. Yeah. I know.
Are you familiar with the program God's Half Hour, Charles Fuller?
Charles Fuller out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Have
I
you looked that up? He is, but he used to do his program live in a sizable assembly hall in California.
No kidding.
That is just something that, you know, listeners who may be looking around on the web or something, look up some history on Charles Fuller.
No,
there's a lot of good history to that program. It was done before live audiences, sizable live audiences for years and years.
I didn't know that. In California?
In California,
so
yes. Moved around a little bit. It's been a week, 10 days since I looked it up. But that is a fascinating history to a radio program.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people would really like, and that airs on shortwave.
So he's been around a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
I know I hear it a lot of times on Saturday morning on 15825, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It comes right about the time that Phil's show, you know, his cylinder show, comes on.
Yeah.
Right about that same time. And I know when I used to run a board shift, we ran him here in QM. We used to air him on QM.
We still do.
On Sunday mornings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, early. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning, sure is.
But those programs, many of them are old, and you know, things from the Bible can be timeless. It really depends on the presentation.
No kidding. Yeah, no
but,
kidding.
But
God, I didn't know that. That's interesting. You know.
Oh, it's got a wonderful history.
It's got a history to it.
You just Google that God's Half Hour.
Yeah, I'll have to look
Charles
that up,
Fuller,
yeah.
And you'll find a lot of neat stuff.
I didn't
going back
that.
A long
yeah.
ways on him.
You know, we've got a lot of broadcasters that have been around for a while. That have pretty good histories to them. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, some of these guys are on stations all over the nation, for sure, domestic mm-hmm. stations, and probably overseas, too. That's very interesting when you listen to some of those guys. Who do you think is one of the longest broadcasters we've had? Maybe Tex Mars or somebody like that?
Maybe Tex Mars. He's a good guess. On the AMs, I'd mm-hmm. say Lester Roloff is
Lester
right
Roloff,
up there with
yeah,
him.
Lester Roloff, Corpus Christi, Texas, yeah.
Right. I believe he, I think that he died in a plane wreck in the early 80s, even late 70s.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
very popular. Very, very popular.
And,
well,
of course, Dr. Jean Scott and Pastor Melissa Scott. I mean, that's
been around for a long time, yeah. University Network. Sometimes when she plays the old vintage Gene Scott
yeah,
presentations,
yeah.
I think sometimes you're listening to things that, what do you think, 30, 40 years old?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I believe if, you know, when we were going through that learning about the history of WWSR, trying to put it together because there's no documentation, you mm-hmm. know, I think couldn't we trace Dr. Scott back to like maybe 1990 or 1991 or something? Gosh, that's a long time, you know. But no, we've had some.
It's a good question though. Who would be the oldest of the WWCR broadcasters? Some of them would be like folks like Bishop S. C. Johnson.
Oh yeah,
for a long time. Lonnie C. Woolard.
Lonnie C. Woolard. Yeah, I remember him as I've told you. I remember him from back in the '80s. You know,
mm-hmm.
Went through some different experiences with Lonnie C. Woolard.
Yeah,
you know, in the morning.
Yeah, sure, different for sure.
That's like in. Late 80s.
Tex Mars, though, Tex Mars is still around, and, you know, he's got a loyal, loyal audience.
Oh,
we said
man.
This jokingly about listeners to this program, but again, folks, if you listen to somebody and they're there, you know, 20 years, and this is part of what you do every week, really, you need to make sure these people know that you're listening.
Know. Yeah.
We have a lot of really devoted shortwave listeners, WWCR listeners, who prefer, sometimes you can get information on the web or whatever. You can get our information on the web.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got an iPhone, for example, it's real simple to bring up the stream.
It is.
WWCR, but I think there's a lot of folks who are just like you and me that really kind of like to hear it over the air.
I just like to hear it over the air. And you're right.
We spend a lot of time on the smartphones and computers anyway.
Yeah.
I know most people got access to them, but sometimes it's nice just turn on the radio and leave it. And, do something old fashioned like maybe what do you do with your peas and all that stuff?
Shell peas and
peas,
listen to the radio. Yeah,
whatever you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Phil is coming close to getting my transoceanic repaired. When he gets it finally finished with that IL-6 tube things he's doing, that whole thing's got a real rich sound, you mm-hmm. know, and it's fun to listen to shortwave on that. It really is.
And I think to round out our program this time around. I don't know if you know much about this or not. During the week, we lost a capacitor on transmitter one.
Mm.
Had to have a pretty sharp ear to have noticed it because it wasn't down long.
Yeah,
took a little bit of diagnosis, and you could tell just by the feel of it. And I saw Phil. These are great big capacitors. Doc, let me tell you what I learned something about this week. They're like 30,000 volt capacitors.
Whoa.
People that know a lot more about this technically than me would appreciate that. 30,000 volt.
That's a lot.
So I said, so Phil, how does that convert to watts? Because we always talk about watts.
Yeah,
he
right.
says, well, there's a bunch of stuff that could affect it, but it would be like volts times current will get you watts.
So it's going to be a big number.
So,
yeah,
it's a big old capacitor. Anyway, he took it out, and it's supposed to turn. You know, the electricity helps it to turn and go to different frequencies.
Right.
And he got it to sort of the point where it would just kind of stop, and it just snapped. And he says, oh, yeah, that's the bad one. So he and Alan, and Alan is always on the spot with tools, and he's just he's excellent with that stuff. They had this capacitor replaced in transmitter one.
Just like that.
Just about as fast as it can possibly be done.
That's good work, man.
And
that's good work.
Back on the air like it never happened.
That's real good work. That's real good work.
We're out of time for 428. Doc, we want to hear from our listeners. We want listeners to respond to all the programs they hear and enjoy. And we'll see you like around May 1st for 429, right?
That sounds good.
Ask WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.